man. I'm excited. I know he's very, very mobile, and I know he's excited. It's one of my good friends, man, and I was glad when I went to the Cavs game this week. I asked him if he wanted to come, and he was in the facility studying, so that's good news. I mean, you know, when we're doing scout team, we really got them working the other offense, but you can still tell he's very mobile when he does the read option thing, just running around. You can tell he can make plays with his feet. I think it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. You know, we're still involved. It's a division opponent. It's the last home game in the Swamp. We have a winning record, and this game means something. You know, we got Manziel as the quarterback now. You know, everybody's been waiting on it and been really excited. So I think it's going to be crazy downtown and just in the stadium in general. Yeah, it's going to be big, but, you know, inside, it is what it is. We know Johnny, he's working hard right now to figure out how they're going to work the offense. Same thing, I'm trying to figure out how we're going to stop, you know, A.J. Green, Andy Dalton and everything. But it's all positive. Everybody's excited, and offense is working hard, defense working hard. You know, I mean, you know, we hear it all the time. We heard it and we got it up. You know, it's bulletin board material. You see it and you see how they really felt, how he really felt about us. You know, we know they're coming in here with something to prove. They feel bad. We went into their house Thursday night football and did what we did to them. So, you know, he felt some type of way. But, you know, we know they're coming in here and want to do the same thing to us. So we're just prepared and ready for their best shot. Man, we had a lights out game, man. Everybody was locked in on their job. I felt like we were moving a little bit. We were moving a step faster than they were. I think just film study and just being confident in what we're doing, confident in our defense, confident in our technique, just playing, doing your job, and knowing, studying the tape and knowing what's going to happen. Yeah, I love it, man. You know, just going up against somebody like that in our division that I've been playing for a long time, that's at the top of his game, too. So, you know, just two good competitors going at it, and, you know, I really love going against players like him. You know, it is what it is. You know, just trying to we just feel like, you know, end of the day, we're not really getting the respect that we want, and we just got to go back out there and just keep proving it, and just keep doing what we got to do every week so we earn everybody's respect. That's my, you know, Buster. He's been working hard all season, grinding, and he's just making plays on the ball, man, doing a really good job. He's confident now. He's looking back for the ball. You know, sometimes at the beat earlier, he just wouldn't really look back, and now he's comfortable. He's running with the receivers. He's feeling comfortable, confident, looking back, making plays on the ball. Yeah, man, he's doing a really good job. You know, Andy's going to him early and often, and, you know, he's able to, if you get the ball in his hands, you just got to throw it to him because he's going to make plays. So, I mean, I got to be locked in. With Josh, you know, he believes in himself. He's very confident, and I know that he knows if the ball's thrown to him, he's looking forward to starting to make a bigger impact. And I think he's going to do what he needs to do. I like just he brings this. You always hear the word the swagger or whatever, but he just brings a excitement. He's excited to play game. He just jumps around, very excited. He plays with a lot of passion, and he wears it on his sleeve. And he's very mobile. You can tell even in practice he's moving around in the pocket. So you can just tell that no matter what plays, any play, he could just make something happen. And that's something that the defense and I know me, that I'm waiting for, because you know he can make something happen any play. For me, I know what the game is like. I know how it feels for a rookie. I just want him to just do his thing and not feel like he has the whole weight of the world on his shoulders. You know, he's still a rookie. This is his first start in the NFL. So, you know, you're gonna have mistakes. You're going to have ups and downs. Just making sure that he knows the team, we're behind him. We're not expecting him to just come out there and be lights out and go crazy. You know, we're hoping for it. But at the end of the day, he is a rookie, and we're just not trying to put all the pressure on him. Man, I've been watching and seeing what he's been doing with AJ in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, he's very capable. So, you know, what we did, it was a great game by us, but we got to come back out there and do it again.